It's 2025, a new year, and the perfect time to turn your business dreams into reality. Maybe you've been tossing around a great idea, but haven't acted yet. Well, Shopify is how you're going to make it happen. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and make your first sale. With thousands of customizable templates, you don't need coding or design skills. Just drag, drop, and go. Plus, Shopify's social media tools help you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts so you can sell everywhere your customers scroll. Managing your business is easy too. From shipping to taxes to payments, Shopify handles the details on a single dashboard, letting you focus on what really matters, growing your business. Established in 2025 has a nice ring to it.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What? What's your name?
Yeah, I got no space in my car is small.
I can fit in this car.
No, believe me, you can.
Yes, I can.
Believe me. So, I'm sorry.
What am I doing with my money?
I'm going to cancel it. You're not going to be charged.
So, you're telling me I can't get in a lift because I can't fit in your car?
Yeah, you need to order a bigger car.
What makes you think I can't fit in a car?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What makes you think I can't fit in this car?
Because the car is small.
My best friend has a Benz that's newer than this that I can fit in. That's the same size.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't.
So you really telling me I'm too big to get in your car, so I gotta order another lift?
And to be more specific with you, I got very tired tires.
What I got to do with your tires?
Yeah, and you have no space.
I don't have no space?
Yeah, I got no
space. This chick
space
is recording her Lyft driver.
How do you know I don't have no space?
Because I tried before.
Huh?
Because I've been in this situation.
So every big person you sign down because they can't fit in your car?
Yeah,
have you seen her though? Are we going to show her? Because girlfriend is large and in charge.
Well, she's one of those things.
No, she's large and in charge. Can we? Don't we have a photo of her? There was a piece.
Yeah, there was a video.
Yeah. But people got to see her because it's something else. I mean, I get it. I'm trying to understand her weight. She's morbidly obese. It's not healthy.
489 pounds is the reported weight. So just a smidge under 500, and I gotta be honest with you. The guy was being nice about it. He's like, my car's too small. He's not saying she's too big. He was saying my car's too small. I'm trying to be nice here.
Is he supposed to like drag the underside of his car on the asphalt because she's owed a ride? You're not owed anything.
And Lyft has XL, so you should order Lyft XL.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get the larger one. It's not, you know, good heavens. It's not this guy's fault. Okay, yeah, that's her. 489 pounds. That was a little car she ordered.
With everything going on in the world right now, the economy, conflicts, the open border, spiraling national debt, the devastating inflation, it's critical that you have a plan for diversifying and protecting your savings. And that's why so many, including myself, have turned to precious metals like gold and silver to help protect our savings. And I've partnered with the top-rated precious metals company, Gold Co., to make that happen. It's a great company with a great reputation, and they could not have made the process any easier. And right now, Gold Co. is offering a free gold and silver kit that will show you how precious metals can help protect and diversify your savings. And for my audience, they're offering up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver on qualified orders. All you have to do is visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started today. Gold Co. has helped thousands of Americans place over $3 billion in gold and silver, and they can help you as well. Join thousands who trust Gold Co. Visit DanaLikesGold.com.
Donald Trump is sworn in as president again. Joe Biden preemptively pardons political allies and more family members as he exits. And the American people strongly back the new president on deportations and transgender policy. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast.
We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope.
Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to The Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Can we, for one moment, speaking of immigration, audio soundbite 16. I saw this on X last night. I responded to it then, but you got to hear this.
Hey, everyone. It's Father Jim Martin. Hope you're well. Yesterday on social media, I posted a few things about why Catholics and Christians are called to care for refugees and migrants. It's basically because Jesus asks us to. In Matthew 25, he says to welcome the stranger is to welcome him. And more pointedly, not to welcome the stranger is not to welcome him. But there's also another reason, which is that Jesus himself was a refugee. Now, you might think I've never heard of that. But in the second chapter of Matthew, after the Nativity, Joseph takes Mary and Jesus away from their homeland to Egypt to flee the murderous designs of King Herod. And the classic definition of a migrant, a refugee, excuse me,
no, he's not.
Is someone who flees their homeland.
Okay, this is where I have to stop, because this guy is a moron. This pastor is an idiot. He shames the faith. This guy is why people stop going to church. This sort of false shepherd. If you're going to pretend to be a shepherd and you're going to lecture people about the Bible, you should probably do more time, spend more of your time actually reading the Bible and understanding the era of Roman rule at that time. Maybe a little more effort on that and less effort decorating your office with woke garbage. Just saying, and this is a woke pastor, you should look him up. Jesus was not a refugee. Anyone who says that is absolutely embarrassingly ignorant of world history, and it is cringe. Stop it. It is a stupid talking point that has no basis in truth. Egypt was literally a Roman province. It was such a Roman province that even though Herod, who is over Judea and other elsewhere, Roman province, Augustus legit directly oversaw rule of Egypt. And that was in 30 BC. He directly oversaw the rule and control of Egypt. It was a Roman province. And let me tell you, why were they going to Bethlehem in the first place? When they were returning for the census, they made the trek when Mary was in the last days of her pregnancy. They made the trek for the census. Ironically, what all these morons completely miss, they were going to give account of being citizens in a Roman province. And guess what? They went back home. So not only was Jesus not a refugee, but Joseph and Mary were going to make their mark and declare, yes, we are Roman. We live in a Roman province. Here we are. It's the census. And then they went home. Egypt was under control of Rome. And unlike having some kind of allocated, you know, toady like Herod run, it was directly overseen by Augustus. A little bit of research will prevent you from looking like a heretic, like this guy. You know, the Bible's very explicit when they talk about shepherds misleading the flock. This guy might want to read up on how much millstones weigh and how deep some of the deepest parts of the sea are, because that's what God says he's got in store for false shepherds. This guy might want to take note. Stop lying about your savior and being a heretic to try to score an uneducated political point. The end. Augustus had prefects throughout the empire. But Egypt was one Augustus oversaw. He actually annexed Egypt. This was after Cleopatra, as his own, like, personal estate. That's why he directly oversaw Egypt and not a prefect. How much school did this guy go to? Why am I more educated on the issue he's trying to preach on than him? He's got about a good 30 years on me. Shameful. you ever hear someone say that in church, you get up and walk out of that church because that's a dead church and it's a false faith. Ridiculous. I'm so tired of these false shepherds. You want to know why people are leaving the church? Because of people like that. Trying to bastardize God's word to score a political point. So there you go. Jesus was not a refugee. His parents were going to actually say, we're citizens. And then they went back home. It is our friends over at Kel-Tec, the PR-57. It's a 5.7, a great firearm. You know, we talked about it when I was at SHOT Show, and they unveiled it at SHOT Show. I can't wait to get mine. It's a really, I mean, a super light and thin 5.7. It's kind of crazy, and it takes stripper clips, two stripper clips. You load it from the top horizontally. And it's a pretty innovative design, very lightweight. You can actually conceal carry it, even the ladies. It's all about an affordable innovation and performance, and it was engineered for simplicity and reliability. It's 40% lighter than the next 5.7 pistol, and it has an innovative rotary barrel that makes it the lightest one on the market. So you have to check it out for yourself. It's the first of its kind 5.7 rotary barrel pistol, and it's only from Kel-Tec. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently half of millennials are depending on a tax refund to make ends meet, according to a survey. Yay, the government theft season kicks off Monday, January 27th. Make sure that you give your money to the government under threat of penalty because it's not ever really your own. Yay. 50% of millennials said that they would take a year-long vow of celibacy to avoid a filing. I would literally forego playing Warhammer for an entire... I would do it for 5 years just to abolish the IRS. Yeah. That's a serious. That's how long that's how committed I am to seeing the abolishment of the government theft agency. But this is what gets me. They depend on the tax refund to make ends meet. That's their income. They depend on their income to make ends meet. You absolute cousin-loving blockheads. It is their own income. It's not like it's a handout from the government. It is their own income that you steal. Moving on. God makes a comeback in Gen Z. Apparently, people who are in their teens and early 20s are half as likely to call themselves atheists as compared to their loser parents, according to a new poll. Look at that. What is... Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? You know why? It's because they're being raised by Gen X. That's why. So they said those who are 18 to 24, they're all Gen Z. They're the most spiritual age group. In the UK, they're the most spiritual. Only 13% identify as atheists. 62%... describe themselves as very or fairly spiritual. Wow. Wow. That's wild. And I'm telling you, that's where it's, that's where it's going.
The pendulum is swinging.
Huh? It is swinging. I think that it's also like who you're raised by. I don't know. Are millennials raising alphas? And Gen, I don't know. Yeah. So, New York, of course they are considering a background check to buy a 3D printer. Because this is so stupid. They're trying to say, oh, we want to actually... I told you that we're going to ban 3D printers, right? We talked about this before. You knew this was coming. They're going to ban everything. Firearms are just the start of it. But they're looking to ban 3D printers because they think that gangbangers are out there printing guns. By the way, have you ever printed a gun? I mean, the printing has gotten a lot better. But if I'm being totally honest, would I like have that as my... like, if I had to take that as my one gun on a... you know... an island with hostile folks, I'm not going to bring something I 3D printed. Does that sound snotty? I'm not. I'm just... you can't do it, and the technology is always progressing, and it gets really good, but that's not what gangbangers are doing, guys. And hey, guess what? They're criminals, so they're going to get them illegally anyway. It's just like getting them on the black market. A man gets a year in jail for flinging fish and carrots. Okay. And at a Lincoln DMV... All right. I mean, I don't know why, but this is according to a local ABC affiliate. He got a year. He was flinging food around inside of a DMV. He got charged with misdemeanor criminal mischief, 90 days for disturbing the peace. And he said he was agitated. He threw a bag of fish and carrots at someone as he left, and it went all over the floor and ceiling of the brand new office. NASA is tracking a city killer asteroid that sadly is only skimming past Earth today. really sad. It's only skimming past Earth. It's 10 times faster than a speeding bullet. It's going 35,000 miles per hour. So, not hitting us, sadly. You know, I thought it would be the sweet meteor of death, a.k.a. Smod, but there it is. Can I really quickly, before I move on to some other stuff, we've been talking about immigration. I've got to share this story with you. It's a Vegas one. So a Las Vegas ice cream truck was mistaken for an ICE vehicle as a deportation raid unfolded. I mean, I'm looking at it. It says Las Vegas Ice Cream Patrol.
I mean, it says ICE on it.
Yeah.
So I get it.
And they asked this guy. He says, I'm an ice cream man. That's it. But all these people were like, look, I mean, there were people who are on like TikTok and Instagram and X and Facebook. And they were going, look what ICE is doing. They all had photos of this truck in and around Vegas. And they said they were saying that it's ICE and they're trying to lure illegal immigrants. They even play music to get people to come outside. This is so sick. It is literally just an ice cream man. Now, the truck that he's in, it's what kind of truck? It looks like a delivery truck. Looks like a Brinks truck.
Yeah.
It's painted black and white. It says Ice Cream Patrol, and it has Las Vegas, and it looks like it has a sheriff's star on it, but it says Ice Cream Patrol.
It's like a box truck. It's like a box truck.
Like, yeah. And on the side, it says, to entice and delight. It literally says Ice Cream Patrol.
And on the side, in smaller letters that are still big because it's the side of the vehicle, it says, not affiliated with any law enforcement agencies.
Yeah.
Like, they really have to make it clear.
But people are like, oh my gosh, there were people who were upset about this and they were demanding, like they thought that this was ICE that was coming in. And I mean, you guys got to be careful with this or Selena Gomez is going to make another video where she's crying into her phone about something. By the way, can I just add one more thing about that? She said when she responded to it after she took her video down, do you know what she said? She said that, quote, apparently, it's not okay to show empathy for people.
Oh. You mean inconsistently?
She wasn't showing empathy for anybody, except the criminals. You know, there was a story, too. Just, I think this is part of her pattern. She took heat from fans a few years ago because she publicly referred to her longtime friend, actress Francie Arratia, as a, quote, girl who gave me a kidney. The girl literally gave her a kidney and a kidney transplant. And then she did an interview where she claimed that Taylor Swift was her only friend in the industry, which upset her friend, who is an actress, who gave her a legit kidney. And then her excuse was to say, quote, sorry, I didn't mention every person I know.
Oh, my gosh.
How old is she? I mean, at some point, you know, they talk about incels that are men. What is the female equivalent of that? Because I feel like that's whatever she's 32 years old. You're a midlife broad. You're 32 years old. You're not some like cute teeny bopper tween anymore. You're not some 20, you know, twink. You're 30 something years old now. For the love of all things holy, grow TF up. Stop this stupid. So tired of this. What the hell is happening with American women? Right? Oh, I'm sorry. Her people, where she's. I forgot to talk about her Punta Mita. Family at the Ritz.
They're my people.
The Ritz Carlton there.
They're my people as much as her people.
They're more your people than they are hers.
Yeah.
Good grief. What is wrong with, I don't know, this whole looking into the camera and crying and I'm so sad about politics and men, but I see more women do it, I gotta say.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.